Kalmoniot. Good morning, gentlemen. This is the Gemara in Masechet Berachot, Daf Mem Alef, the Mishnah, sorry. Hayu lefanav harbe minim. This is a complex sugya in Siman Resh Yud Alef called Kedima beberachot. What beracha comes first? So it's a little confusing, but Bezat Hashem, we're going to try to elucidate a little bit. There's a Mishnah in Masechet Berachot that says, Hayu lefanav harbe minim. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Im yesh b'nehem min shiv'a, alav u'mevarech. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to check first what you have in front of you. If one of the fruits you have in front of you is from the shiv'a minim, that are listed in the pasuk of the choicest fruits from Eretz Israel, then you have to pick that one. V'chachamim omrim, mevarech al eze mehen shiyirtzeh. Chachamim say, no. There's no such a halacha. You pick whatever you want. Okay. The Gemara says, Amar Ula, Machloket kesheb'ilchoteihen shavot. The only case of the discussion is when they have a similar beracha. So if you have two fruits, one is a haetz and the other one is also a haetz, but one is from the list of the fruits, for example, an olive, and one is not an apple. So they both bore pereyaetz. That's when there's a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, if you must pick the olive, or if you could pick the apple. The Rabbi Yehuda savar min shiva adif. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if you're going to say, anyways, this beracha, pick the olive. V'chachamim amrim, chaviv adif. Chachamim say, no, I have a sweet tooth. I prefer to eat first the apple, and then we'll eat the olive. Okay. Aval kesheen birchoteen shavot, but if the berachot are not equal, kigon tznon v'zayit, you have cucumber, let's say it's not tznon, but you have cucumber, and you have an olive. I bet you everybody thinks, sure, you have to do the olive first. Two reasons, haetz and also perot Eretz Yisrael. Divrei hakol mevarech al ze v'chozer mevarech al ze. Which means everybody agrees that you pick the one you want. Okay? The machloket is, no? You cholek on the Gemara? What, you cholek on the Gemara?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'm going to continue if you don't mind. It's only when you have Birchotem Shavot. I'm going to read the Shulchan Aruch so you see that Shulchan Aruch didn't learn like Aikiwuri. Shulchan Aruch says, Ayu lefanav minei perot harbe. Im Birchotem Shavot. Ah, you also cholek on the Shulchan Aruch? No? Okay. He's only cholek on Rabbi Yehuda, not on the Shulchan Aruch. Im Birchotem Shavot, if they have the same beracha, v'yesh b'nehem yimin shiv'a, and one of them is from the shivat aminim, makdim min shiv'a, afal pi she'eno chaviv kemo amin ha'acher. So then he has to start the beracha on the one from the shivat aminim, even if he prefers the other one. V'im en b'nehem yimin shiv'a, if you have apples and oranges, makdim ha'chaviv, then he picks the one that he prefers. V'im en birchoteihem shavot, but if they are not the same beracha, kegon tznon v'zayit, afilu yesh mimin b'ayin mimin shiv'a, yakdim eze mehem shiyirtze, afilu eno chaviv. If it's not the same beracha, you pick the one you want. Okay? This is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, very simple, very clear. Remember this forever. Now, there's also another thing in halacha, is that you're supposed to say beracha on something that is full. Imagine you have a little piece of olive, and you have a full cucumber. Should you do on the half piece of Eretz Yisrael? No, sorry. Even I'm getting confused. Because over there you do whatever you want with it. Okay. So let's say, oh no, yeah, that's the question. What is the question? I forgot the question at this point. So, So chatzi pri. Sorry, if you have olive and apple, you have half an olive and you have a full apple. Should you prefer to do the kedima on the fruit of Eretz Yisrael that is cut, not full, or should you do the kedima because the other one is full? What is the opinion of, well, you cholek on anyone anyway, so I'm not going to give you an opinion. So the Magen Avraham says 100% you have to do on the one that is not shalem against. So Machloket Guillermo and Magen, what's going on today? Everybody is cholek on each other. The Magen Avraham says you have to do on the fruit from Eretz Yisrael, even if it's only a portion of it. Please bring me a reaya from Siman Kuf Samechet. We learned this in the past. Anybody would know? Okay, great. So, over there, there's a sugya of wheat versus barley. Wheat is more hashuv than barley. Barley used to be animal food. Imagine you have a bread from wheat and a bread from barley. Over there, Shulchan Aruch says, even if you have perusa of chita and shelema of seora, he says the beracha on the perusa of the chita because it's more hashuv. Same halacha here, says the Magen Avraham. You have a piece of fruit Eretz Yisrael, Bore Peri Haetz, and you have a full Bore Peri Haetz that is not from the list of Eretz Yisrael. You said Beracha on the little piece of the olive and not on the full apple. We continue, Bezat Hashem, on Sunday. Beracha.